Blog Talk Radio.
I swear every week I make that thing go longer and longer. What's up, guys and gals? Ladies and gents, boys and girls, welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
Ooh, and today we have a super special guest. I don't know if you've been seeing it, because baby, let me tell you something. He played that cover picture. Listen.
Yes, right.
I was like, damn, I need a new picture.
He said, I got to give me a better picture.
I need a going on time. So today we are joined with Frankie. Hey, Frankie.
Hello, hello, everybody. How are y'all doing?
Good. Listen, y'all, Frankie got his sexy voice on for us. You heard that? He dropped it an octave and everything.
I don't know why y'all are playing with me today.
I sure appreciate it.
Hey, warm me up from the inside. Ooh.
All right, now.
I love it. I love it. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, how's it going? I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited that you came.
Yeah, so happy that you're here.
I know I always bum rush people and be like, hey, don't you want to come on a podcast? You just was like, sure, why not? And I really, really love that. But before we get started with your interview, I want to ask everybody what it do, how you been, how's your week? Coco, what you got going on?
I went to Fort Valley one day this week, and I'll go somewhere this week coming up. But I'll tell you what I did. That Jane's Agenda had a serious sale this weekend on inserts. Some were dated, some were undated. And it was like 50% off, so I did order those.
That's still on sale?
Till tonight. I don't know what time tonight, but I know tonight. It was like Friday till today, or the 14th till today, something like that. Wait, what's today? The 17th, yeah, right? Yes. So anyway, I got that. Still waiting on Villa Beautiful to give me my shipping notice. Some people didn't receive their boxes, and I did not.
You got your box?
What is going on with my shipping notice? I'm starting to feel like I'm not going to get a box. But I bought something else, but I don't know if I could talk about it in mixed company.
You can, because, I got a surprise for you for next week, baby. Y'all ain't ready. Frankie's going to be like, I'm coming back.
Well, okay, Frankie, this, I don't mean this to be offensive or for you to be embarrassed or whatever it is that would happen. I don't think that you would be here if you were that person, but anyway. So I ordered these things. They're called, I forgot what it's called, but it's boob tape. Right? Titty tape. Boob tape.
Oh,
that's what it's called. It's called boob tape.
I know what titty tape. Yeah, I get pasties. It's okay.
Do you know how to put it on?
They have the ones with the adhesive already on it. Okay. Before we go into this, I feel like I need to explain why I got pasties.
So I am
a part of this app called Bego Live. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's a live streaming app where a lot of people with a lot of different talents and different walks of life come on. And it's based off a gifting system. So the supporters come in their gift, and that's how we make our checks over there. So a part of, like, me being multifaceted, I am I'm an aspiring makeup artist as well. Aspiring meaning I'm very, very, very beginner. But I like to do special effects makeup specifically. So in order for me to be shirtless on the app, I have to cover up my nipples. That's like one of the bylaws. So I had to get, like, nipple pasties in order for me to be able to do, like, bust up while putting the paint on. Now, once I have the paint on, it's okay. But, yeah, that's the reason why I got there. I also have a couple of stud friends that, you know, they do the boob tape and stuff to hold their chest down.
Because Rashida, trying to be Rico, is not going to be hiding them damn titties. I'm just telling you. You cannot hide them titties.
Who, me?
No.
Anybody.
His stud friends.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, you know they say this in the way and things of that nature, so they be like, okay, yeah, we just tape them down. You know.
Yeah, but I have seen some. They get really creative with taping them down, and the what do you call those sports bras don't work anymore. But I did. I'm not trying to tape them down. I'm just trying to not wear a bra. Not all the time, but sometimes. So anyway, I've ordered it, and I'm excited for it to come. And so my husband, I was like, hey, when it comes, I need you to help me so we can practice before the cruise, because I bought a lot of things that, like spaghetti straps or, you know, whatever, plungy dress that you just can wear.
Let them titties swang.
No, because they're going to be swanging at my knees. No.
You know, that's appealing. The natural look is appealing.
No, that ain't cute.
Oh.
But anyway, so that's what I did.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about it, I just want to give y'all a heads up. In case you only listen to the beginning of the show, next week you're in for a doozy, because I have a planner babe who is also a bedroom candy consultant who will be on the show next week. So just heads up. Get your coins ready. I'm going to see
y'all coming back.
Yes, hell, me too. I'm going to be here early with my credit card.
Exactly. I'm going to see if she's going to give us a call, see if we can get a some Roosevelt, Rashida for everybody, honey. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, I'll be here.
Oh, yeah.
Rain or shine.
Okay, well, Frankie, how was your week? What you about this week?
Okay, to be fair, what I bought was stuck on my Table Mates coming up, because I was able to snag one of the Galentine's with the plans tickets, and then I also won the giveaway, so I bring my money back. Wham! So,
period.
Yeah.
Period.
So, you know, I was excited about that. So, of course, I went ahead and skedaddled my way over there to buy some of my Table Mate gifts. I haven't really bought any planner stuff lately, but I have bought new fashion pieces, because this is my birthday month as well. My birthday's on the 22nd. So I'll actually be in Philly, not the actual week of my birthday, but the week after. And I plan on gallivanting amongst Philly and taking pictures and things of that nature. And so I'm actually very, very excited about that. And the other little things I have going down the pipeline as well, as far as my brand goes. So, yeah.
Well, no. Just put all your pictures and stuff on Bigo, because I want to see some of them on IG so that I can like it and heart you and share and all that good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Most of the stuff that I do on Bigo is more of like real time anyway. That's if you want to see me in the act of planning more so, or in the act of, you know, doing my creative things or being a personality. Whereas on my Instagram, that's where I kind of streamline the type of content that I want to bring out there or archive for longevity or things of that nature, as well as on Bigo. Not Bigo, Lord, forgive me. As well as on YouTube. I'm trying to get back in the swing of YouTube. It's just been hard sitting out for a little bit and coming back. But I'm coming.
I'm really working on doing more for our channel on YouTube as well. I have ordered lots of advents. Maybe not lots, but I've ordered a couple of advents. And I really want to do an advent palooza. I'm trying to get somebody else to buy us two more sets of coffee so that I can buy one more advent, so that because I can't see myself spending that much on it. But if I get a couple people to buy some more coffees, then it's like they funding it and the show is paying for its content. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So buy us a coffee so we can buy an advent so we can talk about it, because I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Well, please. Okay. And I always respect somebody that if they're going to do reviews, I don't care if they sponsored it or not. Tell the truth. The people will appreciate you so much more for telling the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Frankie, that's how Real Talk, Real Plans came into existence. Because me and a group of my friends, we were just talking, and we were just so tired of curated bullshit.
Mm-hmm,
and we was like, we're going to make some, and I'm going to do one, and I'm going to talk about some real stuff. And that's how it happened, because we just want to talk about real shit. My desk ain't always clean. Sorry, Charlie. You get what you get.
Exactly.
Yes, that's true. Because mine is never clean.
You know.
Okay.
you know, right, period. My background ain't always quiet. My son just came out here. He's putting stuff in the recycling. I'm pretty sure he's going to just throw it in there, but, you know, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't care that his mom's recording. Anyway, so this week, nobody asked me, but I'll tell you anyway. See what I'm talking
about? We were about to ask you.
You was about to ask me? Okay, ask me.
So tell me a little bit about your week, Lizzie.
Oh, good. Well.
Glad you asked.
She twisted my arm. I did my life story this week. I was really happy to do that, which means that I am almost finished with phase four of this long ass process that I've been on and I'm really excited about it.
Proud of you.
Thank you very much. I had a couple people in there crying with me, you know, but that's really a testament to how transparent and how vulnerable I was. And I just take it as, you know, me being the light for someone else also. I went to court on Thursday during the fucking monsoon, which was dumb. And then the lady called me on Friday. How did you think graduation went on Friday? I thought it was dumb because why would y'all start exactly on time and you done had all these people going through a monsoon? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to put on that damn oxygen machine in public. It was terrible. It was terrible. So I just
So you graduated?
I didn't graduate. I don't graduate until December. When I graduate, I want y'all all to come turn up.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, that's where I was going, but okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, I graduate in December, but I still got one more year.
That's okay. That's graduate school. That's all. You're getting your master's.
Yeah, master's in sobriety. That's
what Hello.
So on Friday, I really didn't do anything. I chilled out. But because I was so irritated about having to wear my oxygen in public, I wanted to shop. So I shopped till I dropped. Oh, and I went to art camp the all week.
That was to where?
Art camp. From Season Inc. and Plans and JC and Jeannie. They all had art camp this week, and I did a lot of it. I'm not finished with it, but I'll show some of the cool techniques and things that we did. So Friday I shopped. There was a final girl sale. I did that. I was supposed to go to, I feel like I'm talking a lot, but I've had my coffee, so you know how that goes.
Yeah.
I went to, we were supposed to go to McCormick and Smith to celebrate, you know, the 55th, right? Why the fuck was traffic so fucking bad and there's so much stuff out there by the dome? Parking was like $50 in one lot, $75 in another.
Wait, that was yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what? So we turned around and left.
Oh, jeez. Well, look, you got to do what you got to do. Because I know, but sometimes it's just not feasible. And it just doesn't make sense. You're going to pay more on parking than you're going to pay to eat.
And then
That's my thing, too. That's just like I refuse to go on a flight, and it costs more to check the bag in than the actual flight itself.
Yeah, exactly.
We left. They were going, y'all ever been to McCormick and Smith?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did I miss a lot?
No. But go ahead.
Okay. So we left there,
no.
And we ended up going to this fancy restaurant out here called Lucy's. It was an Italian steakhouse, I guess.
Oh.
And it was fancy. But I just looked too good to go home.
I know. Hello. Preach.
So we scooped up the kid, and we all went. He had his first $200 steak that was, you know, cut for the table.
$200?
It was a big steak for the table.
The whole table?
Yeah.
Oh, was it a tomahawk? Yeah. A damn steak? A diner? Okay.
Yeah, it looked like a brontosaurus steak.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was for him. I thought he had his own.
No, for $200, they take me to feed the whole restaurant.
Yes.
No.
Y'all should have just paid the damn parking.
Hello? Here's the crazy part. But, okay, so there we had complimentary valet parking. We got some big-ass steak. I had a good mocktail. It was so good that I felt like I was tipsy. I was like, wait a minute.
You didn't even know what was happening to you.
I didn't even know. And I'm not being...
That's
a
happy experience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was. It was really nice. I'm not being racist when I say this, but y'all ever read or watched the movie Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah.
So I swear we sat at the table behind the Crazy Rich Asians. These motherfuckers ordered something every 5 minutes. I'm talking about it was a smoking drink cup came to their table literally every 5 minutes. They had the big steak. They ordered this salted fish for two. It was 2 pounds. They delivered it to the table. It was like, you know, so everybody could eat off of it. Baby, when I tell you I wanted to see that bill when they left. I wanted to see it. They was having the time of their life. The singer was singing, and they was like, come on, play something else. Like, okay, girl.
Oh, shit.
Whatever. But it was nice. It was fun. And then I came home and got on Planet Shenanigans.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm happy that you went.
Planet Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Is that the Zoom meeting?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got my first piece of that. That was really fun.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yes, I did. You know, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm very much so an extroverted introvert. and people look at me crazy when I say that, but I'm
an introvert. We know over here.
Yeah, you know, I'm a bundle of joy, but it takes a minute for me to kind of like fill a room out before I just kind of
jump in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before I just let it all loose and start cussing like a sailor and stuff. I'm so
proud that you have that. Cause me, I don't.
It's really a defense mechanism because in many, many situations have gone into a room and people just stare at me with like the most book eyes, like, wow, I can't believe that you're a thing. And it's like, is there something wrong with me being a thing? Can I not exist? What's going on? Hi. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, on the bright side, though, you know, I feel as though once I do warm up, I tend to make them laugh, even when I'm not trying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, good.
And so, like, I really go for the giggle.
Okay. Period. You know, and I think I like them because they understand my kind of weird, because it's a lot of weird people in there, and they match me, you know what I'm saying? Or excuse me in some cases. And they don't, I mean, I could say something, and we're in lots of communities, like you said, they're going to look at me like, bitch, did you just say?
Now, you know you're running out. I'm like, but my thing is, here's my thing. I'm like this. There are brands out there for that. Right. And but when do you have somebody that can actually represent the real and raw you, the real version of you, like the unapologetic and bold part of you? And that's like the whole thing about, quite frankly, they used to be Sergio Savage and Company. It's like, I want to encourage people to be boldly and unapologetically the best version of yourself. And your best version sometimes want to have a crude joke or two in the midst of it. It's okay. People watch Seth MacFarlane and stuff. Peter Griffin is nobody's saint.
Listen, Peter, Homer, Bob, all of them hoes.
No, no, they all on some stuff.
Yeah, I agree. You know, that kind of brings me back to this whole plus-size organization that I am working with, joining. And I think it is giving a place for bigger-bodied women to be in an organization where they are celebrated and they are accepted and not the exception. And so I think I'm going to enjoy this process, you know?
Good. Good for you.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think that's good.
If I'm pulling out my hair by the next week, I don't want to hear no shit.
Girl, listen, you got it. And I'm a firm believer there's nothing that you really want to do that you can put your mind to that you're not able to accomplish. So I'm going to tell you in advance, congratulations for your success, because I know you're going to do amazing things.
Okay, motivational.
Aww, so motivational.
Listen, love and light, love and light, love and light, you know, high vibrations. And I'm a firm believer that power in the word of the tongue and the things that you say and how you say things determines and dictates how things pan out for you. Because it's the law of attraction. Whatever you say you put out there in the world, universe is just going to say yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't ever think I'm going to be a big, okay, universe will say yes to that.
Yeah, you will not be.
Right.
I'm
a
big fucking deal. All the time. Always.
Always.
So, Frankie, tell us a little bit about yourself. How young are you?
All right. Let me just give you the regular spiel. Guten Tag. I hope you guys are feeling blessed and highly flavored and beautiful evening. It is me, your favorite boy, Frank. Born and raised, telling from Columbus, Mississippi. I will be turning 32 on September 22nd. Multifaceted guy, you know, grew up riding horses and things of that nature. Got into middle and high school, played in band, dance, all that good stuff. I played trombone.
What was the best thing that happened to you in band camp?
The best thing that happened to me at band camp. At band camp was me getting first chair my freshman year.
Hey. Oh. They weren't ready. They was not ready.
Mm-hmm. Loved it.
Okay. Okay, so keep going. I'm sorry.
I think that's really about it. Got my bachelor's in biology. Currently trying to get work in my field, but until then I'm working at a paper mill, and a part of my journey as well as working at the mill is working on my small brand, known as Quite Frankly. And I want to encourage people to be boldly and unapologetically the best version of themselves by nourishing all four aspects of being, which is mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical.
I love that. Quite Frankly. Now, listen, I like that name. Like, I don't ever have to call you Frankie by itself. I can just be like, Quite Frankly, come here.
Right. I just love the play on words.
Yeah, I love it.
Because I don't know if y'all know my favorite show. One of my favorite movies in the world is Gone with the Wind. And you remember the part where, what's his name, said, Quite Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's the same gist. Like, at the end of the day, it is what it is. And quite frankly, I don't give a damn what's going on or what the circumstances is. This is what I want to hop on to do. And I'm going to take the necessary breakdown and let game plan in order to get there. So that's where the planning part comes into play.
Okay, so how did you get into planning?
Okay, so this is actually quite interesting. So when I first started undergrad, I was projected to graduate in 2014. So
oh,
I was excited for it.
Like
I said, I'm just turning 32. But, and thank you. Sometimes I don't feel so youthful because, you know, you have nieces and nephews with degrees and stuff. You'd be like, oh, girl. But anyway, But yeah, I was projected to graduate in 2014, and then 2014 rolled in, and my mother died. And then after that, I found out that I didn't have enough credit or the right credit in order to graduate that year. So I took it really hard, and then, like, I said, you know what, I'm just going to live life. And then life dealt me some more hard stuff.
Life
don't give a flying roots for two about you sometimes. But, you know, I'm thankful for a family that brought me up to know where my help comes from. And I'm also thankful for the planning community, honestly, because my first Aaron contract came into my hands in 2014.
Oh.
Yup, I started off with the Aaron Carter Life Planner. I had to get my life together, you know? And so actually my last 2 years of undergrad are documented in 2 life planners, and I'm actually going to do a flip through on YouTube, just kind of flipping through the pages and reminiscing, because a lot of amazing things came through for me. And that those are the years that I also actually realized, like, my worth and what I was capable of doing and the connections that I was able to make. So that was the start of my planning. That was the start of my sticker bind. That was the start of I was a child in grade school that had his planner. You know, you got the one that the school gave you. And you know, for whatever reason in school, they made it like the hugest deal if you did not have this planner. Like, you was getting detention and stuff. We weren't able to pick out books because of this planner.
I'm trying to get my son to fall in love with his agenda, and he's like, "Mom, no." I'm like, "Come on, let me put a sticker in it." He's like, "No."
No, let me put a sticker in it.
Look, let me find some graphics or some stuff that you're actually interested in. See, my thing is this, because now that I got the Cricut, I'm going to learn how to use the Cricut. And me and this Cricut are about to go in. Do you hear me? Like, we are about to have a ball, and I just have to learn how to use it.
Well, just let me know. I'll give you a tutorial.
Baby, I need it.
Because there's nothing better than my Cricut.
Baby, listen, once I get to where I can create all the way through and through, and that's why I was so glad when Kane released those printables that I had to have. And plus with a new project that I'm working on, which I'm not going to speak on until I solidify the stuff all the way out, that's going to be like a monumental thing for me and what I'm attempting to do. But really, I'm honestly glad to be back in the community as a whole, because I feel like I took a round 2020. I really took a break. I started doing a bunch of YouTube videos, and then I just fell all the way off. And I started back doing more videos with Crystal from the Crystalina perspective. I don't know if you guys follow her, but she's amazing. Y'all should. She's a nurse, and me and her connected, you know, just running across each other. And so we ended up doing a collab called Take Your Fast Back, because, you know, we buy all this stuff, right? We buy all these stickers. We shop all these small shops. We have all these washi. We have all this stuff. Like, but do you use it? Do you actually get your tail up and, like, actually put the stuff in the sticker book? Or do you keep buying and buying and buying, and then you're throwing all the stuff away and say, "Oh, I can use this later. I can use this later." And you got 1,000,000,000 ultimate kits that, you know, for a fiddly fact, that you're not going to use that whole freaking kit. You just bought the whole kit because you want to know that you have the option to use it. So that's the whole purpose of this. And I love that. And that was the whole point of us starting to take your stash back. Because it's like, if you're going to have it, use it. Like, there's nothing wrong with using it. And you'll love it that much more, the fact that you used it. And you'll have memories connected to it and stuff. Like, go ahead and use your stuff. And there's nothing wrong with giving away the stuff that you know for a fact that you're not going to use. Or throwing away some stuff. There's nothing wrong with throwing away a few.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I don't use my stuff.
If you got, like, a 1,000 pieces of washi strips from an old kit, throw that away. Nobody want that.
Or I'll put it in, like, a junk journal that it don't matter where the stuff is going. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a lot, I mean, like, a little piece, I don't care. Like, if just a few little stickers on there, I'll toss it. But for the most part, I'll find somebody to give it to. Or I'm always evangelizing. And spreading the good word of Planner Chill.
You are the Reverend Planner.
Yes.
The Planner Preacher.
Yes.
I like to evangelize, and they'll say, "I don't have none of this stuff," and I'll be like, "Don't you worry." Say less.
Look, I got you. Look, I always keep a blank planner around just in case. Y'all think it's not a joke. I promise you. I came back from this Love and Light Planniversary Bash, baby. Don't ask me how. I ended up with like 3 or 4 of those passion planners, the big letter size ones with the champagne moon bunnies and stuff all over it. Yeah, Lord.
I got so many of those during the Pi Day sale. And I ended up getting weeklies, and I did not want weeklies. I wanted daily because I wanted to try their dailies. And so now I have all these weekly planners, and I think that's what these people going to get as table-made gifts, because what am I going to do with them? Tell me. Somebody help me. So speaking of Table Mate gifts, what are you giving? What did you give last time for the Table Mate gifts? So what do you plan on giving this time? Because I need some ideas. I want to change it up a little bit. Last time I gave away a whole bunch of gay shit. And so this time, but I don't know if I'm going to still give out the gay stuff. I don't know.
Well, I do want you to know if somebody a part of the legitimate choir, I would look for all gay shit. Yes, I'm definitely a non-binary, same gender loving male. So I am a man. I know I was born with the man parts, with the 2X chromosomes and all that stuff. I'm attracted to masculine energy and masculine body parts. And I don't conform to necessarily the roles of the binary. So if you call me he, she, they, them, thus, as long as you put the respect on it, we're going to be good. The moment I feel disrespected, we might fight. But as far as my
and I can fight, though, and I want y'all to always remember that.
I can and I will fight.
I will
fight you. But anyway,
if you ever did come wrong, don't forget that part. Okay,
bye. But the Table Mate gifts, right? So as far as the Table Mate gifts go, what I gave out for the Planiversary Bash was I shot my stash and I gave a little bit of the things that I love out of my stash. So my Table Mate got a sticky note pad from Pretty Planner Co., one of the vintage colored Swarovski clip pens out of that collection, some hot chews, it was some hot chew candy and stuff that was in there. What else I put in there? Oh, I gave them I'm trying to remember what else I put in there. But I think that was about it. And I think I wrote a note or something and put it in there as well. I had to pull through with something. I made the envelopes and stuff out of car stock and everything. And it was all appreciated. Oh, I gave them samples of washi, too. And then I also made sure to give them my Instagram and say, if you want samples of the washi that I have in my drawers, because I'm not using them like I should, like, just let me know and I'll make you washi cards. Like, isn't it?
Can you make me a washi card?
I sure can. Just hit me up like, okay, show me the washi stash, and I'm just going to run through my stash real quick because I have them in drawers so you can easily see what they are. And then just label out, like do screenshots or state out which ones are what.
Uh-uh.
And
she'll pick out.
She likes surprises.
Okay, well, give me something, child. Say colors or something. Give me something.
Okay.
Give me something.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, and then, I'll make you a watch card, no doubt. This time, for Galentine's, because of the theme, I'm finding stuff that has, like, the cute clouds and stars and stuff. And it's like, hold on, I'm going to lie to you.
How do I know?
Go to the page right now for you. But it's something about, like, your head's in a cloud, let Planet be your escape. There it is. So the theme is head in the clouds. Let planning be your escape.
Okay.
Over.
I like that. We have been on for about 30 minutes now. Let me go ahead and give out the number in case anybody wants to call. Those y'all folks talking about snacks. the number. I can't help it. I'm hungry. The number to call in if you'd like to ask our guest host a question, or you can ask me or Coco a question. I dare somebody to call in and ask Coco where the hell she been this week. the number
call me San Diego.
Right. Where in the world is Coco San Diego?
I love Coco San Diego. She's so big.
The number is 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. Okay. So you are trying to stay on theme for the event. Okay, so what have you been thinking about giving? You were trying to stay on theme for the event.
So... y'all know those little cloud knife cutter thingies? I was thinking about getting some of those. I was also thinking about getting, like, sticky notes with the actual clouds and stuff on it. I also thought about getting, like, in any shops and things that may have, like, that cloud. I know that Bare Necessities does, like, these little pocket collections, and they have, like, these little clouds and the color palette of that particular pocket collection. I think that would actually be really, really dope, too. And I'm glad I know enough in advance that I can, like, plan to buy these things. Because I know for a fact it's going to be quality stuff, because I actually use a lot of Bare Necessities stickers, like her stuff is fat.
Bare Necessities, do you have a code?
I don't have a code for her. I do have a code for Cuteness Boutique as well as Love and Light Charms as of right now. And I have one milkshake link that takes you to all my PR codes and links, as well as my links to my social media as well on my Instagram, which is quite the number zero, frankly.
Okay. So how do you feel being, you know, a male in the, a non-binary male in the planner community?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. So when I first came into the community, right, I didn't see nobody of my that walked in my shoes, if that makes sense. Because, you know, I come off as a masculine male, a black man to the world. And I recognize it, and I always recognize that. What I noticed is that when I actually started meeting, like, the Happy Planner people, because that's what the meetups that I first went to, like, at Michael's and stuff like that, was, like, with the Happy Planner folks, it was the black women that really made me feel accepted, because when I was going into, and this is no offense to anybody, but this is just me speaking on my experiences living in the South, like, in Alabama and stuff. When I go into these spaces where it's nothing but white women, they totally made me feel like I was an alien, or, like, I don't know, an escaped felon sitting in the room.
Right.
However, as we got into, like, the 2018 to 2019, this is when I really started to pick up a lot of motion, especially when Cookie Sticker Co. was really a up and popping washi company. Like, when I started PRing for her, like, that's when a lot of my real traction started coming in. Then, you know, the pandemic happened, and, you know, people started to really interact with each other on the social medias and things, but we weren't able to go out and be about like that. You know, we just was able to, touch from afar. And I think that's where I kind of slowed down, because I had got to a point where I had to, you know, I had money and I had ways to make money, but I was like, okay, well, where the world is opening up, baby, you got to really find some ways to make money. So that's when Bigo came into play. That's when, you know, me started working at the meal came into play. But with all that being said, I see the representation now, and I love the progression that we have in the community, especially when the people of the Legitimate Qua started speaking up and speaking on our behalf and things of that nature. I do feel like we have a long way to go, because the world has a long way to go, especially the United States. We really need to do better. I feel like other countries are laughing at us at this point, and that's no shade, but just all pure facts. We'll be a better world. Like, once we realize that everybody is different and we all have different walks of life, and I may not agree, or my moral compass for me and my household may not align with what they do, it doesn't really matter to us if they're not physically harming us. As long as we're taking care of our household and leading our household the way it needs to go, instead of relying on the government, we'll be okay. But I just, you know.
I really love the whole idea of, as for me and my house, and whatever you say after that is fine. But all I can say is, as for me and my house, and the rest works. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it don't really affect what you got going on. It's just what me and mine.
It's me and mine. And you know, and that's the thing that I preach. And that's why, you know, when people get into wrapped up in these things where they're like, oh, well, homosexuality, blah, 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 yada, yada. Okay, here's the thing. At the end of the day, you may not agree with my lifestyle. You may not agree with me even existing or being able to exist happily and peacefully in mind. But what you fail to realize is at the end of the day, blood pumps through my veins just like yours. We're both humans, just like, you know, we're both humans. So it, just like you deserve to have water to drink and food to eat and clothes in your bag and the proper health care to keep you alive in the best form and fashion that you could possibly have and a well-paying job without being harassed or treated some type of way because you don't walk the same lifestyle as somebody else, I deserve that stuff too. Why can't I have it?
You know,
why is
it
an issue for me to exist?
I don't even know if I want to identify as a human. Just send me off to with my wizard family. I took off on September 1st with the rest of them. You can keep me muggles.
Look, listen, I'm perfectly okay with being a unicorn amongst ponies. It is perfectly okay.
Period.
But my thing is that don't stone me because God took it upon himself to bless me to be a mythical creature, and you're upset because you choose to be a muggle when you could just simply pick up a horn and put one on your head.
How do you maintain, oh my God, y'all, do you know my wife? You met her, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you why I love her. I was just talking about being hungry, and she just came out here. Remember that expensive-ass steak I was talking about?
I'm screaming.
She even brought me some of it on a bun. I'm about to smash.
Girl,
what, the sandwich
life.
Or
both of them?
Look,
oh my God.
That's gold. I want everybody in the face to just know that it's gold. That's what I'm aiming for. So if y'all, ooh, anybody out there know a brother, and I do mean a brother, that wants a mythical creature in his life to bless him and summon miracles, come holler at me. I'm just saying.
I was going to say that. You know, it took me a while to come out the closet in certain spaces because I was working in a Christian environment or whatever. But once I came out, it wasn't no going back. And my space is absolutely open for everybody. I'm that friend that's going to have, what you call it, je ne sais quoi? What you call them people?
The legitimate choir,
the alphabet crew community.
That's what I call the ABC crew.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're going to have drug dealers. We're going to have people who smoke, people who don't smoke. We're not regular geniuses. Listen, when I say pure geniuses, people with degree on degree on degree, like I'm that person that I'm going to be friends with all of them because I don't give a fuck what you got going on. If you good to me and I'm good to you, then that's cool. So how do you maintain being so positive all the time? Like, what keeps you giving out this love and light that you always seem to, you know, push off, not push off on people like that's a bad thing, but you always seem to push that. Because I tell anybody in a heartbeat, I am the light. I know what my job is in this world. I know what my calling was. It took me a minute to accept it, but I know it. So how do you maintain your positivity?
Okay, so it's funny how we both made references to light because this whole talk right here, for whatever reason, reminded me of Charmed, the series, where not Prue, but Phoebe said, I'm light. I don't want too strong to fight. And so I've gotten to this place now, especially with, like, my spiritual journeys. If I am Christian, I always will be Christian. I will always give my praise to the one true God and thankful for the Messiah paying his debt. And we're paying for my debt. You know what I'm saying? But I have, you know, started studying African spirituality and things of that nature. And it's amazing how all these things all come together to be one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said all this to say that I'm thankful for the enlightenment of my spiritual journey up to this point, especially and specifically shadow work. Because what I've learned is that you have to understand that the only thing that you really control is you, right? Because I don't know if y'all know that point of Jesus about Ernest Henley. And the very end of stanza of that says, I'm the master of my fate and I'm the captain of my soul.
What
so
was
what,
the poem?
What, Invictus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, anybody that plays D9 or anything HBCU knows at least a snippet of Invictus. That night that covers me, Black Spirit from Paul, but specifically that last stanza where he says, I'm the master of my fate. I'm the captain of my soul. And so when I really, like, sat on that statement by itself, it's like, okay, at the end of the day, no matter what it is, reality is going to be reality, right? What life gives you is what life gives you. Like in the saying, you know, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Okay, you got your lemons. What you going to do with your lemons? But my thing is, I'm not going to settle for no lemonade. I want some lemon tartar. You're going to feed. We're going to have a lemon meringue pie or something, maybe a custard. Because my thing is, I don't think that life is meant to limit you. Life is meant for you to turn it into anything you want it to be. That's just like the clay sculptors. You know how you get that one big block of clay and how they dig away and they chip away from the clay in order to reveal the sculpture of the naked man sitting on top of a rock or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So before we continue this part, you know, I know my girl usually be having to leave us about 10 because she got a whole man who be at home and stuff. So I want to know, do you have any tea for us this week? Because we need to know.
I do. I have a little bit. It's not big. And I have a question about another one because All Things by Kiki. I think she having a release or something or had a release and people didn't get their stuff.
Oh,
not sure.
She is still she is releasing new items.
Mm-hmm.
A little birdie has told me that there are people that have not received old items still.
Oh, the old ones. That's what the lady was saying. Okay. Well, that's the problem.
But she's still releasing new stuff.
Ah. Well, the one that I have a little tea on is VB. It's going on in her group. It's been going on pretty much all day.
Oh, but, Lord.
Yeah, so somebody was like, oh, my God, I'm, you know, whatever. I'm so glad we waited or whatever. It was worth the wait for this gift. It's amazing. This other lady chimes in and she goes, stop lying. Ain't nothing about this kid great. I'm glad I didn't spend my money on it. This is all stuff she's done before. So people start chiming in that they agree. There's nothing luxe about it because it all mimics MK and Coach and the pebbled Saffiano bag. She ain't never seen that in the luxe world. And another woman comes in. Y'all don't like it. You could just scroll past it. Well, the thing that's number one that gets me is this has been going on since this morning practically. And it's still up. I can't believe nobody has shut it down that's on her team. Or maybe because it's Sunday, they haven't seen it. But they got to know this activity is going on.
Okay. Shut shit down.
Yes, and this has been going on all day. It's like, oh, you should just scroll past. And then people will tag Tiffany in it or whatever. This is what I'm going to say about that. There's only so much you can do with planner stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, it's paper, pens, and stickers. Every now and then, you throw something else in there. So, you know, oh, I work hard for my money. And I'm not saying that $85 is not a lot of money for people. I guess it came to, like, I ordered it, too. I just haven't gotten my shipping notice. It came to, what, one something, right? 100, let's say $110. I don't remember once you did ship it and all the other shit. But if that was too much for you, so you shouldn't have gotten it because you buying it sight unseen. So if you are that close to your the end of your money, then don't buy something you don't know what it is. And don't come on in and start complaining because you got something that you didn't want when you didn't have a clue what it was going to be. So
wait, it was a bag and nobody knew it was a bag?
Well, no, she always puts something else in the kit. In her anniversary kit. So this was the anniversary kit, and it's more expensive than her regular monthly kits, and so she put something in it. Now, I don't know what it is,
but it's some kind of
it's
bag, I guess. It's a pocketbook.
It looks like a pocketbook. It's like a Michael, you know, like a rectangle Michael Kors pocketbook. It's just black.
Yeah, okay, so she did show a sneak peek of it.
Yeah, it looks kind of like that, and it has two straps. It has a gold chain strap, and then it also has like a black leather strap.
That you can change in and out. So,
yeah.
There you go.
It's a church purse. Take your kids to church and shut up.
Yeah, so if you're so in touch with the look world, let's not talk about your $85 that you shouldn't have spent if you so lux. You can't be lux and broke, too.
Right.
And again, next time just buy the extras once you already know what's in there.
This is the reason why, and this is no shade to the people that are able to do these mystery kits and people buying the mystery kits and by all means do the mystery kits, right? This is the reason why me personally, don't buy the subscription box. I will wait until a la carte.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? If it never touches the set a la carte, it's not meant for all of me.
For you to have it. Right. And that's what I think they should do, because these people, I mean, they just go on and on and on and on and on. I mean, it just went on for too long. And you got the people who, you know, are all up the person's butt, the person who's making it, which is fine, because you have those people in every group. And then you got the other ones that are just, like, downright mad about the box, even though they didn't buy the box. And it's just, for me, it's entertainment. But it's back to, it's like with all planner shops. You know, they have your crew, and then you have the people who are not in the crew, but yet they're in the group just watching everything that's going on.
Yeah. And I also feel like, okay, baby, if you got the purse, okay, by all means, just buy the tray. I promise you, just somebody that wants it.
Yeah,
I promise.
Exactly. Somebody will.
I promise you, somebody that wants it. Somebody out there is like, yeah,
how many different ways can you make a goddamn pocketbook?
Thank you. Oh, they're saying that it should have been quilted. I guess to give them the Chanel feel. Like, what difference
does
it make?
What?
He said, the woman said, if you wanted it to be luxe, hold on, I'm looking it up here, then maybe she should have quilted it and not used the Pebble Taffiano bag in the luxe world.
She said, as for not being luxe, you're not getting Chanel, Dior, or LV for $100.
Thank you. And for $85, you're not getting anything luxe. In conjunction with a million other things, like, you just want everything.
Well,
it's no pleasing these folk.
It ain't.
And I will say this, it's all the different types of folk. It's not just one type of folk, it's all the folks that's on this thread.
There's a saying that my grandma says, but to not offend a group of people, I'm just not gonna repeat that one.
You can offend them, honey. I ain't sponsored.
My mama did was say, baby, there's a nigga in every group of people.
Listen,
yeah, and it didn't all showed up on this post. I have a question for both of you, I guess. I've been trying to find a really nice birthday kit for my birthday month. Can y'all point me in the right direction?
So when you think birthday, what are you thinking? This is
my 50th. And it's going to be fabulous. Well, I would like my friends to be fabulous.
So when you're thinking fabulous, are you thinking the party scene? Are you thinking foiling? Are you thinking like a certain color scheme? Because, you know, some people, when they hit the pink,
like
they do like a black. Okay, you like pink.
I like pink, but it could be black. I don't care. So I got pink here to go with it. So it doesn't matter. The color, I mean, I don't want blue or green. That's not my jam.
I don't know why, but everything in me is saying scribble print. So only because I know she probably has a pink out for kit. Let me see.
Yeah, I'll be looking around. If y'all see something, let me know. Or if somebody who's listening know, let us know.
Also, Cuteness Boutique actually would have some pretty Von Berry fab as well.
Oh, okay. I forget about that. I don't know.
And I do have a code.
Well, you have to share your code now.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know
I said.
Sharing on my show now.
Huh?
Well, if you follow me on my social media
platform. I'm just joking. Share your code, babe.
Actually, I can look her up right now. It's on here. The shop is called Cuteness Boutique.
Mm-hmm.
She has all the cuteness stuff. Child, I got a mug and everything coming, which I will be doing an unboxing of her stuff as well. My code
On what? YouTube or Instagram?
It's definitely going to be on YouTube. We're going to get the YouTube back up and going. We're going to be doing giveaways for YouTube. We need to get to the 1K following over there so I can actually make it make sense.
Okay, I'm going to go follow.
Yeah, and also follow me on Bigo. This is where I do like my live action stuff. And you'll also get to see like my personality and stuff. I get to actually cut up off of there because, you know, on Instagram and stuff, you got to be a little proper. But my code for Cuteness Boutique is Frank20.
Frank20.
That's 20%. Yes, ma'am. That's 20% off. All
right. Got it. Go over there and look.
But I got to go. I'm going to send it right on over to your Instagram DM right now.
Okay. Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
And you sure welcome, love. Mm-hmm.
Coco, are you going to go have a date?
Yeah, we're going to the movies.
All right, now.
We've been trying to go all week. Oh, well, no, not all week.
What
every 2 weeks.
See?
Equalizer 3.
Oh, okay.
We've seen all the others.
If anybody else decides they want to go to the movies, please go see the new cult classic called Bottoms, because my little cousin, Mookie is skinny, and she does the damn thing throughout the movie. It's funny.
What is it about?
It's crazy. It's one of those movies that young people are going to love and watch over and over again. It is basically about a couple of young girls who are trying to find a way to be cool and get some pussy, and so they start a fight club.
Okay, I'm gonna find. I'll look it up.
It's called Bottoms, and it's in theaters now. And it ain't but a couple of black folks in it, so you'll know which one is my cousin because she kind of look like me.
I'd be like, "Hey, little Erica."
Right. Hey, Mookie. In the movie, her name is Annie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to look up the movie. That'll have to be our next week movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I hope the Equalizer 3 is really good. You know, I really love the Equalizer. And I'm really sad that they took Equalizer off of TV. Cause
TV, yeah.
I love Queen Latifah. Oof. Sorry. I like Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
A lot.
I can tell. Calm down, sister. Calm down.
Calm down. So yeah. All right. Well, we'll be here. Frank, you got a couple more minutes? Are you ready to go? Because I got a couple more minutes.
I actually have a couple more minutes.
Okay. Well.
Well, it was so great to meet you, Franklin. And I'm going to go and look up the code now, the stuff that you sent me on Instagram, and get my order in so I can do my birthday spread.
I love to see it. I can't wait.
Wait, you doing your spread?
I'm going to do a spread. Not now when I get the stuff. Cause my birthday's not until October, so I got a little time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my birthday is literally like next.
Yeah, next Friday.
Well, I don't. Also, just to inform y'all, I will be doing a show on Bigo called Tokyo Drift to Drink. I don't know if y'all are familiar with, like, the gifted system, but if y'all are familiar with, like, TikTok Live in any form, have the little animations for gifts go up. Every time somebody sends me a luxury car, I will be taking a shot. So,
faded.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting. Last year, I did it, and they... I ain't cut up on nothing, child, but I was definitely over there in that corner, like, looking a little tiny, looking a little squinty-eyed. But,
okay.
But I held myself together until it was time to get up off of there. You know, I gave him a good hour and then hit it.
Well, Frankie, I guess we'll just schedule another day for you to come back. I got the next three shows already booked and planned, and I'm really excited about that. We got some new people coming. Next week we'll have a consultant for bedroom candy. So we can get ready for, you know, all those good things we talk about in May. Self-care September is still underway. So we're working on that. And then the next week will be a surprise. So, Frankie, you got to come back and see us.
Oh, I'm coming.
You coming?
I'm already here. Yeah, I'm sitting here.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming. I'll save my other questions for next week then. I mean, the next week that you come.
Oh, I'm so excited already.
Well, good. And I'm going to have some more tea for us. So this was a light tea week.
Yeah,
light tea week. I need to be investigating more. So, you guys, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/realtalkrealplans. You can follow Coco at CocoPlans2, or you can follow Frank at QuiteZeroFrankly on Instagram. He also has a Bigo. I don't know nothing about that. You got to go look in his LinkedIn tree in his bio. He got a code at Cuteness Boutique, which is Frank20. He also has a code at Love and Light Charms, which is, what's your code?
Frankly20, I think.
Frankly20. If not, you can always get to those links in his bio. As always, you can get to my links from my LinkedIn tree. You can buy us a coffee and help fund Adventpalooza, because we need some more to talk about, right? What else I got in my advent? You can do forms. You can ask us questions. You can talk shit anonymously if you like. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it. And as usual, we are messy but not malicious. Thank you so much for joining. Next time, call in, y'all. Call in. What is going on? Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.